It's wonderful to be with you here at Albany and to be in Oregon. It's good for Heston College to be in Oregon, and it's a great place to be, and glad that this has worked out to happen. I do want to bring you greetings from Heston's new president, who is Joseph Monicum. Joe and his wife Wanda came to Heston just a little over a year ago. Some of you may know him, perhaps connected through his longtime work with MCC, some other kinds of ways. Others of you may not know him at all. Joe was born in southern India and spent a good part of his life in Thailand. His parents actually went from India to Thailand and were missionaries there for a long number of years, and so Joe has a wonderful connection and has spent a considerable part of his working life in Thailand as well. But we're just really pleased to have Joe as the ninth president at Heston College and his good leadership for us. He challenges all of us on faculty and staff with one question, kind of a beginning place that of where this might go as Heston grows and changes with his leadership. And that question is, what can Heston College do for the world? That's a pretty significant question, and we're trying to find some ways to find some answers and directions to that, and appreciate his leadership over this last year. Share just a few things, update to give you a picture, snapshot of what kinds of things are happening at Heston this year. We are off to a good start of our 2018-19 school year. And our student engagement is really strong in campus activities and campus worship and intramurals. And it's always a process with two-year school to grow and bond with each other. But that seems to be really happening well with our students, and that's really important to have happen, and that they're enjoying that Heston experience. We have 420 students at the campus this year. About 70% of those live in the dorms on campus. We represent 28 United States and also come from 22 different countries. There's significant diversity on our campus, both in persons of color from within the U.S., and then our international students bring a great diversity and presence for us as well. They represent about 13% of the student population, and we have about 58 students here internationally from those countries. We also represent about 30 different Christian denominations, and we also have students from other world religions that are on our campus. Would also mention one of our programs, Aviation, has 18 new students in it this year, so that's kind of a growth area for pilot training. And we do really well in terms of retention of our students from year to year, way above the averages of most schools. And so that speaks well for the experience that students get, and they know that they want to stay there and complete their degrees. So that's a very positive thing. With Joe and his background, global engagement and a growing focus is really part of Heston College now, and to increase the college's global reach and transcultural opportunities that can happen for our students and also for our faculty and staff. A few examples of that. We have a student who graduated last year. She's now spending a year in China as a global experience pilot program for Heston, and are doing that in partnership with Mennonite partners in China. And we're excited to see what that relationship will bring in the years to come. We also have a new person on campus that's working with intensive English language program to support our English language learners on campus. And that will be an ongoing program. And then also visually on campus, we have a new global pathway in the center of campus with the 23 different flags, including Puerto Rico, that are up on our light pole banners, and it gives a very positive sense to the campus of our international flavor. A couple other program items mentioned aviation. We have a new director for that program, Mike Baker, who's a 1993 Heston graduate, and is back to lead our program. And we're actually, next week, we'll have the Higher Learning Commission on campus to evaluate our changing that program to a bachelor's degree and offering it as a bachelor's program in aviation starting next year. Also in theater, we're expanding services there with a new faculty member and offering a new traveling theater company that will be in schools and eventually maybe to churches on behalf of the college. Also, over the last 2 years, we've been involved in a $6 million capital campaign and are looking at facility needs both for nursing, which is our largest program and is offered as a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and also for our athletics. And so we're really looking at some major renovations of facilities for athletics and nursing, and also some building expansion too to serve our students better. And we expect as soon as our fall term is done here in December that we're going to jump into construction and hopefully get that all completed for next fall already to have those facilities in place. We had a great homecoming this last end of September and enjoyed bringing a lot of alumni back to our campus, and we celebrated 60 years of LARC intercollegiate sports athletics and teams over those years, and had class reunions and recognition of our alumni athletes and coaches, and had a good time, and we'll be getting plans in place for dedication of those new facilities. So invite you as you have opportunity to come back and to participate with that important weekend on our campus. Life is not without challenges, and one of those challenges is certainly that our demographics are changing, as I know they're changing for congregations and other schools and Mennonite organizations. If you looked at Heston 15 to 20 years ago, we would have had well over 50% of our students, probably more than that, were from Mennonite backgrounds. And that figure this year is probably somewhere, if you counted everybody, is about 20 to 25%. So that's very significant. And our Mennonite students and legacy students, children of alumni, are wonderful students who contribute much. It's also good for us to expand and have students from other backgrounds, and they contribute as well. But those are solid students, and we need more students from our Mennonite congregations and alumni children, too, to keep a good identity for Heston. I was just interested, how many of you raise your hand went to Heston, or if you had children or grandchildren that went to Heston College, raise your hand. Oh my goodness, wow. That is a significant number there. Well, again, thank you so much, and it was wonderful to work with Peter in putting this event together to be here, and we appreciate that opportunity. We invite you to remember us in your prayers for our faculty and our staff and students. That's really important for us, and we'll remember you as well. And we certainly offer our blessings to you as you serve Christ in this community. we are planning to be here through the midday. So if you would want to, I think Tony and Ken and I would certainly be open to maybe go out to lunch or to visit more. And there's information on the table. But we look forward to visiting with you afterwards as well.